Hi everybody, welcome to the Mental Toughness and Body Show. My name is Rob Evans and I'm your transformation coach, health strategist and internationally published author, helping take your life and your business, your health, fitness, mindset and body from where you are right now to where it is that you want to be. At the time of recording this, we're getting closer and closer to Christmas, just a few days away right now. I'm just heading back from the gym. Making sure that I continue to give back to myself, focusing a little bit more over this period of time where I've got a few more gaps in my schedule to take some time out for myself because I deserve it and you deserve it too. I'm just coming out of a very busy precinct where the gym is that I go if I'm not training in my own studio. And there's cars everywhere right now. The road's quite busy. Where my gym is, it's like a homemaker type center, and it's just like there's hundreds and hundreds of cars in there. And yeah, everybody looks stressed. Everybody's racing around trying to get those last few minute gifts and thinking about what to get and rushing from one place to another. And then it's all the preparation for food and the pressure of all that. And it is a very stressful time for people. Yeah, you've got people connecting maybe for the first time in 12 months. There's tension between families, tension between people. Who can sit where? Who says what? What don't you say? What can you say? What should you say? All of these different competing factors which can place a lot of stress on people at this time of the year. And so each year around this time, I just like to remind everybody that Christmas is one day, and we can get so caught up, just like a wedding day, you know, like how much work goes into a wedding, years sometimes of preparation, making sure every single thing is absolutely spot on. And in that process, sometimes I think we forget about, well, what's the purpose of the day? The purpose of the day is to have a lot of fun. The purpose of the day is to connect with those people that really mean a lot to you. And it's not about whether the food's 100% perfect, the table setting is 100% perfect. It's not about all of those things. And sometimes I think if we take the pressure away from that stuff, then we can all just breathe a little bit more, relax a little bit more, and actually enjoy the day for what it is. I'm a very big person for simplicity in everything that I do in my life. And I think if we overly simplified Christmas, it would be a way more pleasant experience. But we often forget the human experience in the busyness of what's going on right now. You know, it's the Christmas decorations and all the preparation that goes into making a meal or a day or whatever absolutely perfect. And I'm just giving you permission to back that off a little bit and enjoy the day more for what it is, because I know it's if you're doing a traditional English style Christmas dinner with the turkey and the roast vegetables and the ham and plum pudding and all that kind of stuff, one, it's very expensive. Two, it takes a lot of preparation. Three, it takes a lot of preparation on the day to do the cooking and all that kind of stuff, make sure it's all right, and the serving and then the cleanup and all that kind of stuff. Often you just don't enjoy it in the moment. And I think unless you've done it before, you've had to do that in your own home and go through all that preparation, you don't truly appreciate just how much it costs and how much effort is involved in putting together a Christmas lunch or dinner or whatever it is. So just chill, man. Just chill out and enjoy the day for what it is. And if you can remain focused on you having a great day, focus on your health and your energy and taking care of your needs in the lead up to Christmas and then on Christmas and then after Christmas as well, and use that as momentum for the next year ahead. Excuse me. And if you're not in momentum now, use it as momentum. If you're in momentum, stay in momentum. And so, like Christmas Day, you'll hear me. I'll record a Christmas Day message. I will go and work out. I will spend Christmas morning with my girls. They'll then go to their their mum's side of the family and have most of the day there. They'll come back at night time to have like Christmas evening with me. So through the day, I'll be spending it by myself. And I'm looking forward to spending it by myself because I'm around people, talking to people all the time, constantly. So I'm going to take that time out for myself. And I'm going to go to the gym and I'm going to do a workout. And I'll probably spend more time at the gym than I normally would because that's going to be my treat to myself. I'm going to go as slow as I would like. I'm going to do a strength workout and I'll probably jump on the treadmill or something and just enjoy spending some time in my own company doing what I would like to do, knowing that the kids are having fun. And then I'll come home to a delicious, normal lunch. I'll have what I normally eat for lunch because I eat healthily all the time. And in the evening, I might have some roast vegetables or oven baked vegetables. And, you know, with whatever for, you know, for the kids. I bought these tiny little one-serve plum puddings. I might have one of those. It depends how I feel. But largely I don't change too much because I know that I perform better that way and I will still have a really happy day. Now other people say, oh man, you poor thing, you're spending the day by yourself. It's like, well, it's my choice to spend it by myself. And I'm very happy in my company, thanks very much. And I'm looking forward to having a quiet time. And I'm sure there are millions of people around the globe, even billions perhaps. And those of you listening to this, they will be like, man, I wish that was me. I really don't want to do this. And I'm not looking forward to, you know, ABC that I have to do this year. Well, you know, I guess that is my choices that I choose to be that way. And I'm content and happy in those decisions. So again, I'm just going to spend more time taking care of me because I know that The more energy I put into me and focusing on me, the better outcomes that I get for everybody else. And I use this period of time to create that momentum for myself heading into next year. So I'm doing a review last couple of days. I've been having a look at what I've achieved this year in terms of my health and wellness, what I've achieved over the past 2 years when I was in better shape and targeting that photo shoot and considering, all right, do I aim for something like that again over this next 12-month period? Is that something that's realistic for me based on what my daughter's going through, where the business is at, etc., etc.? And so I'm just gathering a lot of data right now, information, inspiration, to see, all right, what's going to sit well for me? I don't want to overcommit to something and then not be able to deliver on it. So it's an exciting process that I go through. And this is the time of the year that I use it because it's when I've got a little bit more time to do those things. That makes me realize how much fun I have in, you know, spending a little bit more time and focusing on me. So if you want to connect with me, you can. You can go to mentaltoughnessandbodyshow.com. You can opt in for a free consultation with me. I'd love to connect with you and help you make the best version of you, not just this year, but next year and the years after that as well, because you are worth it. And I'm giving you permission to stress less and give back more to you this Christmas. See you tomorrow.